come. I was kind of anticipating a few visitors tonight, or I like the family. So I anticipate that. But if you'd like some, this will last. Tonight ends this lesson series. I know you probably thought it would never end. But we will reach a conclusion. So there's extra outlines. You're very welcome to them. So please take advantage of that. We're on the last point, number 13. Wasn't thinking about that last Sunday evening we're going through this, but I just knew I had that last point covered a couple pages in my notes, so I kind of just stopped and thought we'd just continue on then. But point number 13 in the notes, the very last verse of let us. In Hebrews chapter 13, beginning of verse 15. By him, therefore, let us again, offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. But to do good and to communicate, or be benevolent, don't forget. For with such sacrifices, God is well pleased. Yeah, just by taking apart the verse or just looking at the individual phrases, by definition, when he's just saying, offer the sacrifice, we understand that in the New Testament, we are a kingdom of priests. In the Old Testament, they were a kingdom with priests. Not everyone was, but in the New Testament, all of us are. We have sacrifices to offer, because that's what a priest does. Priests offer sacrifices. In 1 Peter 2, verse 5, says, ye also, that's all of us, as lively stones, are built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. In also verse 9, the same chapter, 1 Peter chapter 2, you're a chosen generation, a royal priesthood. That's us. A holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. So in that opening phrase, let us offer sacrifices. And so that's what we do. And when the Hebrew writer gives that phrase to this audience, they recognize right away, this is different from the animal sacrifices of the Old Testament. They're almost saying, wait a minute, sacrifices back then were given only on special occasions, and maybe with specific rules. And so, but now he says, no, I want you to offer sacrifice, and he mentions praise. Praise. You praise something, you give glory to it. You laud. Commend. Also, by definition, it would include you sing. So when you praise, there's something that is audible, that's given. He says to offer the sacrifice of praise to God. And then he says continually. So different from the Old Testament, again, the contrast is significant to this audience. Wait a minute, here, we're going to do it continually, not just 10:30 a.m. Sunday morning. It doesn't eliminate Sunday morning, but we can give God praise continually, all occasions. Then he says, that is the fruit of our lips. Now, lips can do a lot of things. You can whistle, your lips. You can hum. You can make sounds. You can even make instrumental sounds. You can screech, you just shout, you can jabber, lips can do a lot of things. But we know that the fruit of the lips in this occasion, he says, giving thanks. So just mere sound does not give thanks. He's saying we need to express our thanksgiving to God. Even when Paul writes in Ephesians 5:19, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. You're singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. So when we, the fruit of our lips, it's speaking to ourselves with psalms and hymns. It's words. In Colossians 3:16, these two verses are not in your notes, but in Colossians 3:16, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. In all wisdom. Now, then it says teaching, admonishing one another with psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. So we think about what is the fruit of our lips. It's that audible praise that we give to God. It's expression, not just mere sound. It's phrases that teach and admonish, that exhort, that encourage. So it would be words or phrases that are understandable, that have meaning associated with it. So that's the fruits of our lips. So let us do that. Giving thanks. Be aware of opportunities to express our praise to God. And he mentions one other thing along with it. He says, but to do good and to communicate or be benevolent, forget not. So not only are we looking up and giving our audible praise to God or letting others be aware that we give praise to God, now we need to walk the talk. You'll see that sermon. Matthew 20, verse 26, Jesus said, whosoever will be great among you, let him be your minister. That's a preacher. A servant. Someone that looks out for the needs of another. Even as the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give his life a ransom for many. So there's the example. Do good as Jesus did. The Bible says he went about doing good. Doing good. Hebrews 6, verse 9 says, but beloved, we're persuaded better things of you and things that accompany salvation. Ah, what things accompany salvation? Says, though we thus speak. For God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which ye have showed toward his name, in that ye minister to the saints, and do minister. And we desire that every one of you do show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope unto the end. There's our obligation. So not when we offer our sacrifice of praise to God, we give thanks, and we do good and communicate. Let us that. Then the last phrase, for with such sacrifices God is well pleased. That's the goal. I want to do that which is pleasing to God. Romans 12, verse 1, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, present your bodies a living sacrifice. A sacrifice of praise. To do good. To communicate. Present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual or reasonable service. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So I just put in your notes, it's a lot of lettuce. Let us. To plant, cultivate, to harvest, and feast on, but it's worth it. It's worth it. Many times the value of something is determined by the price somebody will pay for it. And if salvation is to be determined by the price that was paid for it, it must be, it's valuable. If God so loved the world, he gave a son. And Jesus gives his life. There's something valuable in that. He paid a huge price. But we need to pay a price for our success in Christian living. Let us do that. That's the lesson. It's a short one this evening, but I put a couple songs I want us to illustrate this lesson of let us. There's not a let us section in the songbook. I look. I look for songs that say let us. it's not there. But I chose just a couple songs that I thought would express our relationship to one another. One of them is number 709, How Sweet, How Heavenly Is the Sight. from those that love the Lord. And then it tells us what our actions and what how we treat each other. Number 709. I just got to take note of the words as we sing. We're teaching and admonishing one another with songs. 709.
How sweet a heavenly is the sight when those that love the Lord in what another's feet delight and so fulfill the word. When each can feel his brother's sight and with him there.
Five, seven, eight. We will go.